I just realised we're 6 months into the year, aren't we? It's gone so, so quick, and lots of things have happened in that first part of the 6 months. And I remember, you know, this morning I was speaking with Amber, or we were audio messaging each other, just about all the different things that have happened, you know, like the not so good things as well as the good things. And, you know, we've all gone through something, and, you know, like the loss of Peter and other things that have happened. And but God is really with us, and he has a plan and a purpose for us. And, you know, we are moving in a great way. We are moving in the momentum of God. We're not doing our own thing here. We're being led by the Spirit of God. And so Satan don't like those things, you know, but he can't stop us anyway. And we just keep our focus with God. We keep a tender heart. You know, we keep our hearts open to receive from him and to receive the words and direction that he's given through the one-on-one connections, through this fellowship that we're doing now, through the direction of things God's been working in my heart and Kim's, you know. And if we just follow that simplicity of what's being encouraged, you know, with our heart unto God, like God's with you, and he'll show you what to do with those things that he's encouraging, you know, he'll work that in you and then make you fruitful. So God does make us fruitful. Without him, we can't do nothing, you know. Without him, we're nothing. You know, we can get life together and get through things. But God doesn't want us just to get through life. He wants us to triumphantly, successfully. He wants us to be in that blessed place. Yes, we all get challenges at times. There's certain circumstances and situations that can go on and have an effect on us on a negative way or try to discourage us. But when you look through the scriptures, when you look at the life of the believers before us, the Old Testament, the turn of the, you know, when it become the age of grace, if you look at the lives of the believers, they all had challenges at different times, but they all went to God. They all put their trust in Jehovah, you know, and they moved in the Spirit of God, and they moved by the power of God. And that was being navigated by God. But we have to be humble to go to God, you know, and to do what he wants us to do. If we do that, what God wants us to do, because believe me, there's things that I want to do, and there's things that God wants me to do, and I got to work that with God, which is the most beneficial, and which is your direction in that, God. Because every day we got choices. Every day is a new day. So we make our choices every day of how we're going to be, and how we're going to live, and how we're going to think, and how we're going to speak. And as I've been encouraging about our words, you know, what we think and what we speak actually comes to pass. So every day we are making choices every single day. So we don't base our life and living on what we done yesterday. You know, that was a stepping stone for today, and God's directing that by his Spirit, right? So where there's no vision, you know, the people wander aimlessly. And I recognize that when we don't have visions or goals, then we can go to the left and we can go to the right. And that's where we get lost in this wilderness, because the world is as a wilderness. Not that God's not with us. It's just that the world's as a wilderness. And when we're in that place where we're to the left or to the right, then we just go off to those areas. We're drawn. But when we got focus and when we got vision from God, we can move forward. And because, you know, we know what's in sight. We know what we're aiming towards. God wants us to aim towards the things that he's putting in our heart on a daily basis. So I was talking to Mary Way today, and I was saying it is amazing that what did Jesus do in a day? You know, what did he do? What was the things that he was doing? And, you know, before he started his ministry, what was he doing in a day? What was Moses doing in a day? What was, you know, all these other great men and women, Abraham and all that, what did they do in their daily living? They were just living their daily lives, going about their daily things, you know. But God was in their heart, and that they were ready to move when God addressed them to move, and when God energized them to move. And others were more specific in their function of living. Like, you know, you had Elijah, and there was a point that God was directing him to go certain places. And when Elijah listened, he was fed, he was taken care of. And when we're listening to God, we're fed and taken care of on every level. So God is the supplier of all of our needs. He wants us to be completely blessed. And so, you know, what we're saying is creating our reality and world, you know. Our world is a creative force. Our words are a creative force. What we speak will come to pass. What you think will come into manifestation. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he, says in the scriptures. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. What are you creating? What's your reality? If you look at your life right now, it's all based upon what you've been fed, what you think, and what you've done, and what you've spoken. And so you can change the direction of your life, like moving house, for example. Now we call that, you know, God calls those things which are not as though they were. We call that house of Ashley and Jacob sold. House, you are sold. House, you're going to the highest bidder. And you're going to be sold very quick. You know, we tell it what it's going to do. Tell the house what it's going to do. You know, Charles Capps actually gave a great version of that. I remember watching a video of his where he spoke to his debts. He had all his debts in front of him. He got all the paperwork and he said, debts, you are paid, you know, and put a timeline on it as well. Spoke to his house. The house was, you know, what being sold, but all of a sudden it's sold when he spoke to it. So our words are powerful and we put our words to work. Jesus showed the disciples how to live and move and have their being before God, not only just to pray to God and to go to God in situations and to depend upon God, but to how to speak, how to use their authority in this world. He showed them about the power of their words when he spoke to the fig tree. You know, he gave the live demonstration. He lived it, showed and demonstrated and showed them how it was done. Walk into the fig tree, he went to get something to eat, like I fancied today some chocolate peanuts. So I went to my little packet and, oh, there was no chocolate peanuts in it. So I cursed the bag and it withered away. But thankfully, I didn't have to do that because there were some chocolates in it and I was able to eat. But Jesus went to the fig tree and didn't find anything on there to eat. And he wasn't blessed about that. And he cursed the fig tree. And it died backwards overnight. And then disciples coming past, remember it, calling it to remembrance. Master, the fig tree you cursed is withered away. And then he said, have the faith of God. And that's what he would say to you and me today. Have the faith of God. And you can have it because it's available. You've got God in Christ in you. You've got heavenly words. You've got the promises of God as well. So you can have the faith of God. He says, have the faith of God, whosoever. So that's any category of person. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain or problem or situation, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall believe in his heart the things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he what says. So what are you saying? No, God said to me, Lawrence, say what you want, not what you see. What do you mean, God? You've been confessing all your negatives. You've been confessing the realities of the five senses. Yes, they're a reality to you. They're happening in your life. But that's not the true reality of how I see you and how you can be living your life. You need to call those things which are not as though they were. So when I didn't have an abundance, I started to call abundance. Money, you come to me. You come to my bank account. You come to my PayPal account. Laborers, you come to me in the name of Jesus Christ. You come to my front door. You come to my soon fellowship. You come before me. And so we start saying specifically what we want and desire. And as you do that and you don't doubt in your heart, you will see your words coming to pass, you know. And God has taught us about the imagination. Words paint pictures, right? So when we say, oh, there's a nice little white dog, nice little puppy dog, you can get a picture in your mind of a puppy dog. You know, what we're saying is painting pictures in our mind. That's your imagination. And your imagination is where faith lives. That's why we need the heavenly words, the sound doctrine, the right words, so we can believe the right thing and speak the right thing and desire the right things. It's very simple how God, I mean, it wasn't simple for me until God had to take me through these steps of understanding about our words, our thoughts, and that what we should speak, that we can call those things which are not as though they were. God said, light be. We can also speak that way. And the more you practice speaking in this manner and confessing and declaring, you will start to see what you're saying come to pass. You'll start seeing everything around you change. So whatever it is that's in your life right now that you want changed, You go to God in prayer. Father, give me the words that I need to declare in this situation. And then as he puts it in your heart, you speak them. You know, house sold. You know, the right class for my children. My children will go in the right class because obviously it's going to come up to 6 weeks. And so, you know, the schools will change the classes of where the children have been with other children. And you might want your kid in a specific class because there's a specific teacher or a specific person that they need in their life right now. So you can call those things as well as pray for them. And so you can get the good results all the time. Like God wants us to have good results all the time. When we pray, he wants to answer them very quickly. But we usually hinder it through our negative confession. We pray for something, and when it's not going our way, we get impatient, start speaking the wrong way or thinking the wrong way. Because everything gives off something. Your thoughts are transmitters. It gives off something. Your words are the same. It's having an effect. So when you understand this, so Jesus said, you know, whatsoever you desire, this is Mark 11:24. That word desire means call for, whatsoever you call for. Whatsoever you call for when you pray, you know, so whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, then you shall have them, you shall manifest them. You've got to believe it's already done. What you're declaring, what you're praying and asking God for, you've got to believe you've already got it. You need to pray the end result. So we can say, Father, I thank you that my house is sold. I thank you that this is the timeline that it's on. And I thank you that, you know, you're making this available. And I call that right now. I call that day. I call that time. I call that window and time frame for it to be in. So we can get really specific with God. As God is energizing, like, you know, God energized this in me to say it that way. So you can see how specific you can get with God. And he's leading us. He's working in you both to will and to do with his good pleasure. And he wants you to have great benefits. Like this walk is not about just being right with God. Jesus Christ made us right. We are righteous before the Father, not based upon what you've done or I've done. Not based upon taking any classes or being a good boy or a good girl, doing all the right things. That didn't save us. What saved us was confessing Jesus as Lord and believing God raised him from the dead. That's the basis of our salvation. So we don't have to earn anything. It's already ours. The blessings are already yours. It's a gift of God. This eternal life is a gift of God. You cannot earn it. It's not earned. So it puts everyone on the same playing field, puts on everyone on the same level. And it's all down to your desire and your pursuit of God. How willing are you to put God first in your life and in the areas that he needs to be first for him to go to work? How willing are you to renew your mind by saying the right things, speaking and confessing the right things? No, how willing are you to put on this word in your heart and in your mind? No, the word is in our mouth, then in our heart. So we get this word, which is being spoken now. We get it into our heart by repetition of saying it. That's how we renew our mind. It's by the confessions. It's not by us trying to change ourselves. You know, we focus in the right way and we don't focus on trying to change something. We just move in the right way and forsake the old way. There should be no effort in the renewing of the mind. It's a decision. And I've been sharing with a few people, when you make a committed decision, then you'll see God go to work in such a powerful way. Some people make a decision to come to fellowship now and again, right? Other people make a committed decision, they're not going to miss one because they don't want to miss what God's got to say. Now, there's no difference between the two decisions, just the impact of what's going to go on. That's the difference. You know, the level of the commitment is, you know, requires more, doesn't it, right? And so when we really put our whole heart, we're not trying to earn God's blessing because they're already ours. But when we position ourselves that way, then we start to see God really do things for us without us even praying, without us really asking for stuff. You know, God wants to supply all your need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. And when we're meeting those conditions in our heart and our mind and our life and our living, because we just love God, we just want to do the right things with God. You know, we want to get him to have the full impact through our lives towards other people as well as to us and in our own lives, you see. So God wants us to enjoy this thing. You know, we're free to do whatever we want. But sometimes, like it says in the scripture, don't use your liberty as an occasion to the flesh. We're saved by grace, not by works. And a lot of people take the grace of God and just do what they want. And even though you're free to do that, it's not always beneficial, is it? And I think a lot of us have learnt that thing in our lives, you know. And so when we learn to discipline ourselves out of love and not out of fear or out of constraint, but we know that the love of Christ constrains of us, because we're going to really have the full impact of what God's got for us. So my job is really to encourage people to, you know, stay with God, stay faithful in the practice of the things that are being encouraged, to stay faithful with the confessions and declaring the things, to encourage you to desire your own before ordained works before God. Ask God, Father, what are my before ordained works? What have you specifically got for me? Because there is two lives, right? We can live our life and we can live the life that God wants for us. And when you start to realize, well, I have been kind of living my own life, but really, I want to do what God wants. Like, God, what do you want? What a journey it becomes. Yeah, it's not plain sailing. It isn't plain sailing. Sometimes it is a little bit rough, like you get on a nice aeroplane, you get a little bit of turbulence at times, but you always get to your destination, right? And you get to learn to ride the wings of the wind, you know, in that plane. Just got to sit there, and there's nothing we can do apart from speak in tongues and pray everything turns out good. So it's just a little bit like that in life at times. There's sometimes we might have a little of a bumpy ride, but we're always live victoriously. We always will live triumphantly. So whatever's going on in your life right now, I know there's a need for people to make some between you and God, nothing to do with me. And I'm just speaking, so don't shoot the messenger, but to make some committed decisions. Really to make those committed decisions, you and God, that, you know, in your life and live in an application of what he wants you to do so he can maximize the blessings in your life and that you can have maximum impact, not only in what you're doing, but in the life of others that you're impacting. Because we're impacting people around us, whether that's on a negative plane or just a standard plane or on a spiritual plane, we're having an impact somewhere, you know, cause and effect. And we want our cause to affect people in the right way so that they can have faith, they can have hope, they can know that there's a God that has power and might, and that he's empowered all of us to minister with his power, to bring deliverance to people, you know, and to set people free from darkness. If you've got debt right now, you can command that out. You can ask God to bring in a solution, something that will blow your cookie. Do something extraordinary, God. Believe God for something big. No, don't believe for God something that's achievable. Believe something that is out of your reach. That's stretching your faith. And if you do that, man, you watch God go to work. You know, believe God for the extraordinary. The things that you don't think you would never, you know, in your own strength get, but you know with God you can get it. So don't believe for what you know you can get, or you can work for it yourself. Believe God for something bigger. Something that's out of your reach on the physical. So you look to God. And that's where God wants to practice our faith and our confession. And so God really is exhorting you to stay focused, just to stay at peace. Don't worry. If things are not going your way right now or in the way that you like it, don't worry. He knows your beginning and end. And as you stay humble with him, he can navigate you in the direction he wants you to go. He can bring the right people in while shifting out the wrong people. He can get you in the right location where he wants you to be, where you're going to flourish and grow, where it's going to be successful and fruitful and a blessing to you and a blessing to others. But what are you willing to do? Are you humble? Or is your knowledge taking you where you need to go? Because we can have a knowledge of God's word and what scriptures say and all that jazz, right? But unless we're letting God navigate us, it's just knowledge. People live from the knowledge and they get the base of that knowledge. God says, I can do exceedingly abundantly above. I give you knowledge so you've got a direction, but I'm the living God that wants to work in you, wants to talk through you, wants to talk to you, wants to show you great and mighty things which you know not. That's where we want to live. We want to live in the realms of the impossible, the things that we can't achieve ourselves, but only God can. And when we believe and we achieve it with him and he can achieve it through us. That's where we want to get, guys. So let's raise our standard of living, raise our standard of faith, raise our standard of expectation. give something God hard to do, because God says in Ephesians that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think. So put a challenge to yourself. Believe God for something you know you personally can't achieve in your own strength, but you know with God you can. And when that happens, mate, your faith will soar through the roof. Because I've done this personally for myself, and it works. And so I'm always asking God for something that I know I can't get on my own. And he does it. And he shocks me every time. He shouldn't shock me. I should be used to it. But it does. I'm like, wow, God, there's nothing that you won't do. And listen, and God is really speaking to your heart. Are you listening? He's really showing you what you should do. And a lot of people are missing that because you're crowded out with the cares of the world. You know, God says, don't let the cares of the world drown you out. I got you. Just stay with me and I'll navigate you. You need to be connected in the right place where you're going to get fed great encouraging words. And our job as believers is not to raise hell with anyone. Our job is to speak forth this wonderful words of life, wonderful words of encouragement, words that set people free, words that set people up for the day, up for the life, you know, that they won't want to go anywhere else, that they recognize that when someone's trying to set them up for failure, because they can tell the difference, you know, and God really wants us to manifest his goodness. So God is really for you. So I know different people have different challenges, but you know what? God's got the answers. God's got the solutions, and you just need to stay with God. You need to stay trusting, resting, no doubts, no fears, no worries, no anxieties. Start using your authority. Start speaking to those mountains. Start speaking to the debt. Start speaking to the location of where you want to live. Ask God to open up those doors. Call those doors open, you know. Call the finances to you if you're lacking it. Call the health and strength and energy in your body. I am healed by his stripes. Everything works perfect in me because Jesus Christ was a complete savior and still is. And I'm complete in Christ, who is the head of the body, you know, and that he's with me. And God's only got good for me. And that I'll serve God all the days of my life. I will speak thy word. When you make up your mind to live that way unto God, then all the things that you need, they'll be added unto you. The answers, the wisdom. God can give you great wisdom. That spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ isn't based upon the knowledge. God enhances that, what you know, and enhances it with his spiritual understanding. He enlightens your eyes. So I knew about confession, that we should always say good things, but I didn't have an understanding of it until God spoke to me at my back door in 2017 and said, Lawrence, you've been saying what you see. And I'm like, what do you mean, God? Well, you've been confessing all the wrong things in your life. You need to start saying what you want, not what you see. And that's how we're to live. The just shall live by faith. Now, we started off that way, the new birth. We confessed Jesus as Lord. Someone spoke the word to us, told us about what Jesus Christ accomplished, and then we believed, and we confessed him as Lord, and we believed God raised him from the dead, right? At that point, that particular point, you received the Spirit of God. And that's how you receive the Spirit of God and the promises of God and the answers of God in every situation, by what you believe in your heart and you say with your mouth. Your heart and your mouth need to be in agreement. Like a husband and wife, when they're not in agreement, oh my God, it's a worse thing to be, isn't it? You don't want to be around the woman, and you certainly don't want to be around the man. But when they're in agreement, what is there? There's harmony, there's direction, there's hope, there's love, there's joy, there's comfort, there's happiness. So we want to have our heart, what we think in our minds, our heart, and our words in synchronization. And then we want to start prophesying also. Like prophesy, I'm doing this right now, speaking forth as God energizes. That's called the Rhema, the heavenly words from God. And I know it's the ones that are receiving this, is you're getting excited, you're getting built up. It's challenging you also. Oh yeah, I can do that. I can ask for bigger things that are outside of my reach. I can get God to pay my debt off here, or this problem, this situation that seems... Listen, they're all testimonies. Your debt is a testimony waiting to happen. Your health is a testimony waiting to happen. Your problem is a testimony waiting to be declared. All of these things are testimonies waiting to be declared, because God's got the answers, God's got the solution, God's got the direction on it. And when we get it, we need to tell our testimonies. When you receive from God, tell the people. That will build faith, because that's lifetime. So we need to tell people these things. And we need to speak. That's giving glory to God. This is what my God done for me. And then this is, if he done it for me, he can do it for you. And this is how he done it for me. This is what I was doing. And this is what you can do. And we can learn that way also. So there's many ways that God is at work. He doesn't want you staying where you are. You know, we should be progressing every day, bit by bit, week by week, more and more, year by year, more and more. We should be growing. We should be seeing great outreach. We should be seeing the signs, miracles, wonders following us on a regular basis, the testimonies, the provision. We should all be flourishing financially. If we're honoring God with our substance, if we're sowing our seed as God directs us, not under a law, not under constraint, but from a free heart, God, what do you want me to honor you with? And we do that faithfully from our heart unto God. Where we're connected, where we're being fed, that's where we give. And if you do that, like the farmer, if I brought a field, I'm not going to go and sow in the next door, the next neighbor's field, am I? They're going to sow me in field where I'm being fed, where I'm going to be blessed. So where you're connected is where you sow your seed. You expect God for a return. The reason why a lot of people are not seeing a return, or they're struggling and they're honoring God, where's your expectation? When we, like the farmer, sows with an expectation to get a harvest. And that's why God's given. You can exercise your faith in your giving. It's a seed sown. It's a law. And it always works. This is a law. No, the law is seed time and harvest. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, day and night, cold and winter, summer and heat, and all this stuff. Heat, what's that? Cold and, I can't remember the first of scripture, but go read it. Genesis 8:22, right? It's a law. Giving and receiving. I covered a little bit of that last week. I sent you out a sharing that I done earlier on, just to remind you, and I'm reiterating some of the things that I spoke. So God, this is the direction, the faith, the confession, the focus. Speak to your problems, speak to your debt, speak to the situation that you are not happy in your life. God wants you to do that. He wants you to use your authority. You tell the situation what it's going to do, and you can do prayer, and as God's energizing you, God wants you hot. He wants you hot. He doesn't want you lukewarm, up and down like a yo-yo, in and out like a fucking wall. He wants you fixed, locked and loaded, ready to go. Here, baby. Firing into the enemy's camp, right? These wonderful heavenly words, which are quick and powerful and sharp. So these words are quick and powerful. They're living energy. If you're receiving it, you're going to get blessed. If you've taken the words that I've spoken tonight into your heart without judgment, negative judgment, and you've received it into your heart, and then you go and do it, this is the proof of the pudding now. The proof of what I'm saying is in the doing. And when we start to do it, then you start to have testimonies. Then you start to see healings and deliverances and direction and things happening. But there is a starting point. And Sangate always encourages. What does he say? Okay, you begin. So we begin. So let's begin. Let's stay doing this. And if you've been doing it, absolutely great. I know there's people on here that are doing different types of confessions. I am confessions, and I do the things that God inspires me to speak. I declare those things. It happens. And it works for saint and sinner alike, but we got the heavenly words, and that's the difference. So that's what I was just inspired to start off with.